just before you're seated, I know you're going to be sitting for a while. And but I don't have a, every time I say this, it always turns out long, but I don't have a long message tonight because I, about 10 minutes after five, when I got ready to come, I just ditched the other message and I got this message. So I was running a little behind, and so I will blame my tardiness tonight on God this time. Last time it was me, but this time it was the Lord. But I'm just honest enough to tell you tonight, but I had another message in mind, and the pastor preached this morning, "You Will Sing Again." I've got a message that I've preached. The first time I preached it was behind this pulpit many years ago. "He Will Do It Again." And I thought about preaching that again tonight. And but there was a little something when he preached this morning out of Psalm 100 and verse 1. I just want us to read the whole psalm, and I haven't even given the media guys, I like what the bishop said last week, the IT guys. That makes them just, that upgrades them, amen? When you say IT, they are important, amen. Our IT team, we haven't given you the scriptures, but Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. And before I read tonight, let's just give honor to these singers and musicians tonight and different, well, Brother Philip and Brother Tom, who's not here tonight. And Sister Doris and Brother Ray and your family this morning singing. And I didn't know Lisa was coming. And Lisa's mom is here tonight. Amen. We're so glad to see Sister Gardner here tonight. I was her pastor for several years. And many times when I preach revival at different places, I'd put it on Facebook and I'd see them out there. And so I was just so glad to see Miss Grace here tonight. Amen. If you're glad to be here, say amen. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with... Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Everyone, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Go back to verse 1. Let's read it together. Verse 1. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." And I just couldn't get away from that. It was just in my spirit today. And I'm just going to give you some thoughts. And the title of the message tonight, "Make a Joyful Noise." Well, I thought about titling the message tonight, "Let's Raise the Roof." Amen. Amen. I'm tired of the world making all the noise. They get upset with some political issue, and what do? They make a noise. And we Christians come to church 11 o'clock sharp and leave 12 o'clock dull. The NASCAR fans are just getting their engine started. And football season's already on us. I saw it, been seeing the games. And I'm just believing that there's a message, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands." Father, tonight, anoint your servant to preach the word of God. Lord, may I decrease, Lord. May you increase, and we'll give you praise for all that you're going to do. And Lord, as we make a joyful noise, you will make a way where there seems to be no way. We give you the praise for it. And everybody said, amen. 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 As you're being seated, tell somebody you're blessed and highly favored of God. Amen. Pronounce that over them. This morning, our pastor preached, "You Can Sing Again." I want to follow up tonight with "Make a Joyful Noise." See, this morning's message was the invitation. He's inviting you. You sing again. You can sing again. Tonight's message is a commendation. You ought to sing again. Amen. This morning was the theology. Tonight is the doxology. This morning was the fact. Tonight is the force. This morning we found out we can sing again. Tonight we'll find out we should sing again. And so I want to take this one familiar passage. And if this is only a 5-minute sermon, how many of you would just go ahead and agree this will be just as long as it's a word from the Lord, which I believe it is. Amen. And I want to unpack this. I want to not just unpack this. You know, we read scriptures over and over again. I just saw this all day today. I just kept seeing it. Even when I took my Sunday afternoon nap, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands or all ye people. Really, the word lands means people. And I thought about unpacking it tonight, just going word by word, just savoring it, just tuning it up, you know, turning it up a little bit. Make a joyful noise. Frank L. Accardi, his last name, A-C-C-A-R-D-Y, he said in his book, "Everything Goes Better with Worship." He made a statement that a rowboat in the sand is hard to move. But when the tide comes in, it's a lot easier. He makes this quote, "The church is like that. When genuine worship is absent from the church, she struggles to do her work. But when the tide of praise uplifts her heart, everything goes better." Can we just lift the tide of praise and make a joyful noise? You don't know what I've been going through, preacher. I said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and everything goes better. Give him a hand of praise here tonight. Make a joyful noise tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I'm tired of dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead congregations. I'm tired of formalistic, ritualistic, so afraid we're going to scare somebody away. Folks, some people need to get scared. And if it's the power of God, they'll get scared for the right reasons. And instead of running out, they may just run down to the altar. It's time to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Somebody say amen tonight. Point number one, this is profound. Point number one, make. Say the word make. It implies something. It implies initiative. Make. You know, when you have Play-Doh, when I was a kid, I didn't just keep it. I made something with it. Amen. Make implies creativity. Make something. You know, you don't just make the Play-Doh, you make it into little figurines. Or you don't just make a donut with a little circle in it, you make a solid one and put cream in it. And you don't just make one solid with cream in it, sometimes you'll put chocolate on the top of it. You make it. You don't just make a cookie. I mean, sometimes you just make a cookie, but sometimes you'll put little pink things all around it. Or sometimes you'll put some chocolate chip. You make means you put something into. Glory to God. Oh my goodness. Make his praise glorious. Make some noise unto the Lord. Don't just sit there and say, well, when the Spirit moves, and I agree with that to an extent, but really the Bible didn't say, well, when the Spirit moves you, the Bible says you move and the Spirit begins to move. He said, I inhabit the praise of my people. Make some noise in this house. Somebody say amen. It implies that there's something not there. When you make something, that means that something that you make wasn't there. If Sister Veris, I'm going to make some donuts. Probably, if I know this correctly, don't y'all kind of sell out of the donuts on every day? Once you sell out, that's pretty much it for that day. And so the next morning, what do you got to do? You got to make some more. The reason I'm talking about them is the pastor and I, we had a staff meeting Thursday, and we got to discussing a lot of great things, and I was about to starve. And the pastor looked at me and said, you want to get some lunch? I was like, yes. He said, where do you want to go? I said, Doug and Vera's. We were on our way. The Lexus and the Lincoln was headed across town. Amen. And we pulled up. But I'm just telling you, make means that something was not there and then it was there. You walk into a church service, it's just a building. The air conditioning is humming. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's why I didn't wear a suit and tie. I was so afraid if I wore a suit and tie tonight, some millennial driving by may think we were having a funeral. That's that church down there that wears suit and ties on 90 degree weather. I ain't going to go to that church. I'm telling you, you come in and thank God the air conditioner's working. Nothing wrong with suit and tie, by the way. And we're not having a funeral. Amen. But you come into the church and you greet people, but you got to make something. Now, people say, well, I don't want to conjure things up and I don't want to make. Why not? Amen. I'm not talking about in a bad sense. I'm not talking about getting in the flesh. I'm not talking about getting out of order. I'm talking about make a joyful noise. Open your mouth. Lift your hands. It's not here. We got to create it. It makes the church go better. We can't row the boat in old dry, dusty sand. But brother, when you praise Him and you praise Him and you sing and you worship, man, God begins to move. And before you know it, somebody's crying and somebody's praying and somebody's got a breakthrough. When we make a joyful noise, somebody say amen tonight. Hallelujah. Make some noise. How do we, it's not just going to happen. And I've always kind of been a little careful about this, but, sometimes people can walk out of church and say, well, I didn't feel anything. Well, there are times the devil fights a service. He don't want us to praise God. Amen. Maybe sometimes you have some unforgiveness you might be dealing with. Boy, it got quiet in here today. You want to talk about those donuts again real quick? I'm just here to tell you. People say, well, I didn't just feel anything. Well, to be very honest with you, there really shouldn't ever be a dead worship service that you're a part of. Because if there's a dead worship service, you really know what you're saying. You really know what you're saying. And I don't mean this wrong, but you're really kind of saying that you were dead too. Make a joyful noise. Sounds like be filled with the Spirit. Sounds like remember the Sabbath day. Doesn't sound like, well, if you feel like. No, it's a command. Amen. It's a choice. It's a course. Praise God. Listen, in the deadest dry. I went to a Southern Baptist church a few weeks ago. And I'm telling you, I was getting so into the worship. I stood up on my feet and said, praise the Lord. And I sat back down and looked around. You know what I was doing? I was making a joyful noise. But I felt the Lord in that place. You can't sing about, I don't care how dead that person is or look down that person is. I'm in touch with the glory world. I'm in touch with the Lord. He's my Savior. And I may be hurting and somebody may have hurt me. Or the devil may be. But I'm going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm going to make something out of nothing. Because God said do it. And we ought to praise Him and bless Him and make somebody just make some noise in the house tonight. Well, I ain't gonna do it because the preacher told me to do it. Well, listen, don't look at it as the preacher telling you to do it. Look at it as the preacher telling you that God said do it. Amen. You don't have to do what the preacher says do, but you do have to do what God says do. Sometimes people come in the Best Buy and they are mad as fire. Well, I don't understand why this and I don't understand why that. And I'll look at them and say, sir, you're talking to the mailman. I don't make the rules. So I was trying to tell them, don't get so angry with me. I'm not the solution. Well, they ought to be open this and they ought to do that. I'm like, why are you telling me I can't change it? Amen. That's Best Buy. There's people in wherever they have their headquarters. I don't even know. Missouri, somewhere up north probably. Let me tell you something. Talk to the Lord. He can change things. Amen. I can't do it, but God can. Can you say amen? How do we make noise? Well, the Bible tells us through instruments. Instruments. Piano. Hammond B3 organ. Drums. I mean, these instruments are to make something. Guitar, banjo, trumpet, trombone, saxophone, tambourine. But if you play I'm getting there, sister. Hang on. If you got a tambourine, just make sure you do it on beat. Amen. Some of these Pentecostal churches, they making a noise, but it's out of beat. Amen. Out of rhythm. Make sure you can play it. Amen. How do you make a joyful noise? I don't know. You know, there used to be a bumper sticker that says, honk if you love Jesus. Amen. Amen. Make some noise, somebody. You do it with instruments, cymbals, timpani, boom, 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 tuba, boom, boom, boom. I mean, make a joyful noise. Come on. Now we're getting to it, sister. My hands, my mouth, with my mouth will I make known. My lungs. Oh, praise God. Praise God! Yes. Was there a difference in that? Yes. Sister Chiquita back there? Yes. We're just having a nice little pretty service. And all of a sudden, hallelujah! And when she does that, hallelujah! It makes something, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, hallelujah, somebody! Make... I feel like coming to pieces. I'm telling you, this is good. This is good. This is good. Amen. With my hands, with my arms, lifting up my hands and praising God. Oh, come on, lift those hands. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I wave a wave offering to the Lord. I'm making something happen. I surrender my hands up. Hallelujah. My feet. My feet. Praise God. I like to dance before the Lord with all my might. Amen. There's six Hebrew words for praise. Pastor, you're familiar with these. Yada, which means extending the hand. Hallel, which means to celebrate. The word hallel from the root word hallelujah, or where we get the word hallelujah. Hallel means, one definition is to clamor foolishly. You go chew on that one. To clamor foolishly. I was sitting on the piano this morning, and I saw some people clamoring foolishly. And it was good. Needed. Been too long. I just said I couldn't jump right in it. Sometimes I wish I could clone myself. I could keep playing and go over here and do a jig. Amen. Make a joyful noise. Shabbat means to be loud. Loud! Yes. Barak means to kneel down. Kneeling down. Zamar means to touch the strings. To lay it. I can't even pronounce this word. It's like you're speaking in tongues. Means to praise the Lord. So first of all, make. Somebody say the word make.
Make.
Secondly, make a noise.
Yes.
Noise.
Noise.
Some people are so nervous. What does the word noise mean? It means something verbal. Listen to me tonight. Something verbal. Vocal. When you're sitting there like this with your arms folded, you're not making any noise. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you got to do it every minute of every second. But the Bible does say, make a joyful
noise.
That means verbal. It means something that is heard. So that translates to me, when I'm sitting in the pew, I say something that the people around me can hear. Right? It is something that can be observed. Here's the word, not silent. Or I should say, not purposely silent. There's some people that they are silent when they need to shout, and they talking when they need to hush. They won't whisper a half of an amen in the service, but I go down to Parker's Barbecue and, buddy, they are running down the sound system. They're running down the preacher. They're running down the president, and they are talk on the phone. I find out they've been on this phone. I find out they've been on this. Find out they've been talk. And what, they were in church. I didn't see a peep out of them. Something wrong with that, folks. Talk to God. Amen. And make a joyful noise. And that's the next part. Unto the Lord. All right. So here's, in other words, noise. Don't be ashamed. Ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I vocally say hallelujah at Best Buy. I vocally say praise God. I'll tell the customers, have a blessed day. I started saying that, have a blessed day, and one of my coworkers, a little 28-year-old fellow that ain't going to, his dad's a, you know, they're nominal Christians, say they go to, they're not really where they need to be. And next thing I know, he's saying, have a blessed day. He caught it from me. Praise God, somebody. I get on the walkie and say, praise the Lord every now and then. I mean, I have to be careful about some of that, but I ain't going to be ashamed of it. I'm not going to be ashamed to bow my head and say the blessing at Cracker Barrel. I want people, you say, well, I don't want people to see me. And I don't want people to see me as far as me. But I want to be a testimony. I want to bow my head and I say, Father, thank you for this food. Bless it. And I pray for those who are watching me right now. And I don't say it out loud, but I'm just telling you, I'm not ashamed. Stand up for Jesus. We're way too quiet. We're way too passive. We're quick to tell our opinions. We're quick to tell our political thoughts. Nothing wrong with telling our opinion, political thoughts. But at the same time, the world don't need politics. They need Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. Tell people about Jesus. Hallelujah. Make a noise. The Bible says that he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. He has not seen perverse. This is Numbers 23:21. And then go to 2 Samuel chapter 6. Numbers 23 and 21. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. And by the way, that's a statement of grace. Because they were the most murmuring bunch of backbiting, backslidden, half-foot-in-the-hell people that has ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, half of them, the earth opened up and they just dropped straight into hell. I mean, this is a bad company of people. But the Lord said in Numbers 23:21, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, nor have he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. Don't ever lose your shout, church. I long for the shout of a king in the Pentecostal church. I love other churches. I told you I went to a Southern Baptist church a few weeks ago, and it was a wonderful service. People were raising their hands. But there was just that constraint was there. That good people, and you know, tell they love the Lord, but there was just a certain level. I want a place where the shout of a king is among them. I want somebody to get... Make a joyful noise until it makes a difference. When you make a joyful noise, it makes a difference. Say that with me. When I make a joyful noise, I make a difference. You see, 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 14, and my 5-minute sermon's turning longer in it, guys. It always happens. 2 Samuel chapter, I'm about done. Sister Lisa's going to play for the altar call for me. Just a moment. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 14. Don't you love this scripture? Read it with me. And David danced before the Lord with what? And by the way, I never noticed this, Pastor, but the ephod was a very weighty thing that held around the priest's neck. It was a way of determining God's will. So it's a very important piece of equipment. You know, they didn't really have the inner prompting of the Spirit after Pentecost like we do now. And I that's what I love about reading the Bible. You pick up little tidbits every time. But he did not let the weight of ministry keep him from worshiping. You know, we can get so tied up in, I got to teach Sunday school, and I got to be here, you know, for the VBS meeting. And we can let the weight of the ministry take out that really purpose of worshiping. Should we give up the ministry? No, David didn't throw away the ephod. He didn't just resign and say, I'm not carrying that. No, it's very important that we minister. It's very important that we teach. Very important that the pastor studies. It's very important to carry the weight of the ministry. But praise God, don't let it stop you from dancing and worshiping the Lord with all of His might. Why don't you stand up and just praise God and make a joyful noise tonight? Don't let the weight of the world, don't let what somebody said, don't let the problems, I'm here to tell you, make some noise with all his heart. He danced before the Lord with all his heart. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. High five somebody and tell them that you're not ashamed. You may be seated. Amen. Now, look at 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. Now, I'm reading this from the New Living Translation. He's going to put up the King James. But 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20, it says, when David returned home to bless his family, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. She said in disgust, how distinguished a king, you know, just real, well, you look really proper today. Shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls like any vulgar person may do. What is that in the King James? Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today who uncovered himself in the eyes of the handmaids as one of those vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself. Go to verse 21. David said to Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before his house to appoint me ruler. Therefore, I will play or I will worship before the Lord. Go to the next scripture. And I will... He had a Jerry Nelson attitude about this. Amen. You're going to criticize me worshiping? My worship bothers you? Well, guess what? I ain't worshiping you. I'm worshiping the God that saved me. And if you don't hush up, I might even do worse the next time. I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm going to hasten here. Make a noise. And then let's add the word joyful. The word joyful means happy. Blessed. One translation of the word joy or joyful is hilarious. One is to get beside yourself. That's what David did. He just got beside himself. Just kind of let loose. Let God. Relax. Put your burdens aside. Your bills, you're going to have to pay whether you praise God or not. You might as well praise God. Amen. You say, preacher, they've cut my lights off tomorrow. Well, praise God if they do. Praise God if they don't. Amen. You know, you don't know what tomorrow holds. God may have a check in the mailbox. I will tell you this, negativity and doubt and fear will always rob you of what God wants to do in your life. Make a joyful noise. I remember I was packing up my house down at Smyrna. I didn't want to move. It was a very stressful situation. I had other plans. I dealt with a lot of emotions. And there was a lot of people that loved us, didn't want us to go. And I had a lot of questions. Lord, why am I having to go when I put in so much of my heart and my soul? And man, I was packing up, moving. It's terrible, folks. It's just not fun. When you got to. Now, if you're moving from a small house to a nice big dream house, I mean, moving's a piece of cake, but it's when you got to move. And I mean, I remember I was rolling up the hand truck. Is that what that thing's called? The hand truck and up on the ramp on the U-Haul. And all of a sudden, the scripture hit me. The Bible says, rejoice in the... It hit me. When did the Bible say rejoice in the Lord? And I answered myself,
always.
And so I stopped. pull myself together. And always means even when I don't want to move. And then all of a sudden I reminded myself, you know what? I don't know what God's got for the next chapter of my life. I didn't know it was Westmoreland Church. Praise God. Amen. I remember sitting in my office at Smyrna in 2014, really. I would sit in my office and I would just be all by myself. And Brother Jerry, this is no, I haven't told you this. This is no lie at all. I would sit there and it would be like, it's time to go home. You need to go home. I'm like, no, Lord, I don't want to move anymore. You need to go home. There's a work for you to finish at home. I remember him wave after wave. Go home. And you know, being a preacher, you don't know where you'll be, where the bishop will send you, or what church. And praise God. Let me just put it to you this way. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen, somebody. Make a joyful noise. So and by the way, it makes hard times go a little bit better. So I said, okay, God, you're on the throne. And these things may not have worked out like I had planned. And maybe there's some people that really did me wrong. Lord, they are your servants. I love you and you love me and you love them. I'm just going to forgive them and I'm just going to have faith in the future. And I'm just going to be rejoiced by choice in the Lord. Somebody say amen and make a joyful noise. Brother, it's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Oh, David, he put in that stone and he gave it a fling. Oh, he was just a little old boy, but he began to sing. I got a feeling. Everything is going to be all right. Be all right. Make a joyful noise. Somebody say amen. Your day will go in the same direction as the corner of your mouth. And I tell you what, sometimes I'm at Best Buy and I don't realize it. But when I'm deep in thought, my mouth goes down. So I'm thinking, like, I'm going to try to do it. I can't do it now because I'm tickled. But, every now and then somebody look at me and say, what's on your mind? And I'm like, oh, no. So sometimes I'll get deep in thought. And then all of a sudden, Ricky, stop. And then I'll make the corners of my mouth go up. Praise God. God's good. Folks, I am not kidding you. This is real life living. We don't know what, but we know who. Make a joyful, and that's who. That's how I'm ending up on. That's how I'm ending up on. Sister Lisa, would you go ahead and position yourself in the piano? Make. A noise. A joyful noise unto who? Unto the Lord. Now, always bear in mind, and I'll let you know when to start, Sister Lisa. Just kind of be on standby. But unto the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. My King. The one who died on a cross for my sins. Who was stripped. There was a person, I'm not going to call their name, and doesn't matter anyway, but there was a person some way back, and they were giving me some problems. And the Lord whispered in my spirit one night, he said, Ricky, I want you to be as patient to that person as I have been to you. And I got to thinking about how patient God has been to me. And I have all of a sudden remembered all those times I messed up and said, Father, forgive me. All those times I failed from the time I was a little boy. And I thought, my Lord, I'm 40, whatever years old I was at the time, 43, 44. I'm 40 some years old and you have been patient with me 40 years. And then the next thought come to my mind, have I got to put up with them for 40 years? Be as patient with people. Be as patient with somebody that puts something on Facebook that hurts your feelings. Be as patient with somebody who don't show up when they're supposed to show up. Be as patient with people as God has been with you. Now listen, if you're supposed to show up on time, you need to be on time. Amen, somebody. And don't create tension. Do your part. Follow your commitments. But understand what he died for my sins. He was stripped, his blood. You know, we talk so fast, we lose the emotion of it. Calvary still ought to bring a tear to our eyes. When we think of the crown of thorns that crown his precious head, when we think, you need to make yourself watch The Passion of Jesus Christ, that movie. You need to make it. It's not an entertaining movie. It's not a movie that I like to watch, but every now and then I'll make myself watch it just to remind me of what he went through for such a sinner as myself. You mean you just, in return, you just want me just to praise you with my mouth? In return, you know, he doesn't ask me to get on a cross and be nailed. He doesn't ask me to do some mutilation of my body. All he says is just offer to me the sacrifice of praise, even the fruit of your lips. Make a joyful noise. You're not praising the preacher. You're not praising the deacon. You're not praising the conference superintendent. You're praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He is high and mighty. He is the Holy One of Israel. Praise God, he's the reason you have breath in your body. That's why I come to church on Sunday, not because it's a rule. It's not because the preacher expects me to be here. I come to church, and there's times I'm away, times I got family issues, times for vacation. I understand, no problem there, but by a habit, you know why I come to church? Because I love God. And he's the one that helps me go to Best Buy, and he's the one that blesses me. Going in and come unto the Lord. Come on, lift up your hand unto the Lord tonight. Keep your eye on the Lord tonight. Amen. He's Jehovah Shammah. You know what that means? He's the Lord who's there. He's Jehovah Rapha. You know what that means? The Lord that heals. By the way, think of healing. We think of, you know, God healing AIDS or cancer. Have you ever had the common cold? Raise your hand if you ever had it. Have you got it tonight? One of you does. Don't shake my hand. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm ready for you, brother. I got my hand sanitizer. Praise God. Amen. I can't call out sick. Amen. But I promise you, I'll still, if I catch the cold, fine. Listen, if you've had the common cold and you don't have it tonight, he healed you. Yes. Have you ever had a migraine headache? Do you have it tonight? Well, praise God. Just remember, we think of the 3 or 4 days we really get sick and we forget the 300 days we're not sick. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He is my healer. He is my righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Jehovah Roy, and I'm done. Jehovah Roy, the Lord, my shepherd. Yes. Jehovah Jireh. A.W. Tozer said, and I love A.W. Tozer. Read all of his stuff. Easy, not real big books, but powerful, godly man. A.W. Tozer. I got a huge picture of him for my office. Says, I'm going to say something. You can stand tonight, because if you keep sitting, I'll be going. Just play softly, if you will. What a great day today. Turn around this week. I remember I was sitting in my car 3 weeks ago. See, I pray in my Lincoln so that I can pray out loud without disturbing Darnell from her routines. And I sat in my Lincoln one Sunday morning about 3 weeks ago, and I said, Lord, I need something. I really need something. And I got a good feeling, Brother Jerry, in my spirit. It was like the Lord said, I'm going to do it. But you know what, Sister Teresa? I thought it was going to be a month or two, or maybe 6 months, or maybe a year. Because you know, when God says he's going to do something, it may take some time. As God is my witness, within about 40 minutes, the Lord did it. And about 2 or 3 hours later, I saw it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I said he's Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He's Westmoreland's provider. God has spoken over this church. God has spoken over our pastor. God has spoken over our leaders. And there's more ground to gain. And we've just seen, I'll never forget Ron Wooten one day. He was preaching for me in Kinston. And he scratched, we had a wood pulpit. And he scratched the pulpit. And he said, what God wants to do in this church has not even scratched the surface. And within the next 3 years, that place was filled twice and on Sundays. And I'm here to tell you, we have not even scratched the surface. If we'll just worship the Lord, if we'll make a joyful noise. A.W. Tozer said, I'm going to say something to you which will sound strange. It even sounds strange to me as I say it, because we're not used to hearing it within our churches. He said this, we are saved to worship God. All that Christ has done for us is in the past, and all that He is doing now leads to this one end. We are saved to worship. Let's go through it again, and I'm going to ask you to come down. First of all, make. Say make. A noise. A joyful noise. And then the brother, go back to Psalm 100, because there's one final word I want to leave you with. Psalm 100. Verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Don't worry about that part. Now, who does that leave out? Well, does that leave out those who have failed? Does it leave out those who are not perfect? Does it only include the ordained clergy, the bishops? Somebody say, oh. Now, go to Psalm 156. This is it. Go to Psalm 156. 150 and verse 6. Oh, praise God. Somebody say the word all. Let that hath breath. Are you breathing? I want you to step out of your seat and just sing something. And I just want us to have a time of just worshiping the Lord. Make a noise. Make it vocal. Open your mouth. Praise Him for the past. Praise Him for the present. Praise Him for the future. Oh God, we just bless You tonight. All the people praise God. One mind and one accord. Every preacher, every deacon, every church member, you can sing again. You can worship the Lord. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Oh, we bless Your name, Lord. God, You're up to something in my life. You're healing my body. You are Jehovah Jireh. The check's in the mail. The job is about to open up. The business is about to expand. And Lord, thank You for healing the doctor's report. We believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. My child is about to be saved. My children and grandchildren are coming off drugs. This church will be full 2 and 3 times a Sunday because people are making a noise. People are not ashamed of the Lord. Oh, we bless You, Lord.
This love is so deep. It's
yes,
more
it is.
Than I can stand.
Yes.
I melt in Your peace.
Oh,
it's
we bless You, Lord.
I wanna lay at Your feet.
Yes, I do.
From the cup in Your hand, lay back against You and breathe.
Yes, it is.
We
make a joyful noise. We make it, Lord.
I melt in Your
peace. We bless You tonight, Lord.